farther back on your mother's side of the family? Do you know, can you trace your ancestry back in Mexico?
No, I got to know my great-grandmother.
Uh-huh.
She died when she was 80 years old, and I was about 8 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very hard-working lady. She was short, and she was very good-looking, not because she was my great-grandmother, but she was very jolly.
Mm-hmm.
So was my grandmother. In fact, she died saying a joke, because she died of a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking to some neighbors, and they were laughing about the jokes that she, you know, that she made up or
mm-hmm.
what have you. And she was always in a good mood most of the time, not always, but uh-huh. most of the time she was.
This is your
my grandmother and my uh-huh. great grandmother both. Uh-huh.
Where was your great grandmother from? From Mexico.
From Mexico. Yes.
I guess your mother was an American citizen, I suppose.
My mother, no, she was born in Ciudad Guerrero,
mm-hmm.
like I said, but she was she came to the United States or here to Laredo
uh-huh.
when she was 7 months old.
But what about your grandparents? Did they live in the United States?
Oh yes. Yes,
were they citizens?
No, they were not citizens. They never became U.S. citizens, but they lived here for a long time.
Uh-huh. What about your great-grandmother? Did she move into Laredo?
Yes, all of us have lived here for years.
Uh-huh.
I think my great-grandmother came with my grandmother my grandfather when they came to Laredo.
I think
all of them together.
I guess you have a lot of relatives still in Mexico, though.
Well, no. To tell you the truth, I only have a cousin who lives in Mexico City. But other than that, all of my relatives are here in some are in San Antonio, California, San
mm-hmm.
Diego, Texas. I have a cousin in Michigan, and
mm-hmm.
We're all scattered, but here in the United States.
Do you visit Mexico very much?
And no, not anymore. Not anymore. Ever since I quit working for the theaters, that I don't have any vacations. My trips to Mexico have ended.
Mm-hmm. But what about just going across the bridge? Do you go?
No, not too often. I don't go very often because I don't have any means of transportation, and the only thing that I liked to go years ago was because things were cheaper there at that time, but not anymore. Things like groceries and things like that, why they're just about as high as they are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it just wouldn't pay to go all the way over there and come loaded down with big bags of groceries when you can buy them for the same price over here.
Uh-huh. What about your grandparents on your father's side?
I never knew them. Uh-uh.
Did you know anything about them, where they were born? Were they from Corpus Christi?
I couldn't tell you. No, I'm sorry.
You don't know anything about
them? No, I didn't. I don't know. Things, you know, that kind of thing that when the son dies, why they don't care about whatever family he's left behind or anything. So I never really got to know any of them.